Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Andy, and thank you to all the panel. We've more or less kept on time, for which I'm very grateful. I'm sure the audience is too. But I think it's an important subject, and if there are any questions, I think we've got sort of 5 minutes that we can spare. So can I ask if anybody would like to ask any of the speakers a question or put forward a view? At the back there. Would you press the button and wait for the light?
Yeah. Karl-Heinz Haag from Lufthansa. I have a question to all these colleagues which vote or propose emission trading system as the way forward. If I reflect the presentations we have heard today, I see, let's say, a slight switch from the original idea of the emission trading system to, let's say, mitigate emissions at minimum costs to a system which is more and more a fundraising system, using instruments of the financial sector and being more and more open to the financial sector. We know that financial sector is also interested in participating in the emission trading system. In going that way, you are more and more exposed to, let's say, risks that we have seen in the past. If you use instruments from the financial sector or if instruments of the financial sector are misused, as we had seen in 2008 crisis, as we can currently see how some people of that sector are gambling around the Eurozone. Has anyone ideas or thoughts about how you can minimize, reduce that potential risks that the emission trading is being misused as a system to speculate in a certain area?
Tricky subject. Would anybody on the panel like to answer that? Okay. No. Go on then, Katie. First go. You need to press the button underneath and wait for the light to come on.
Thank you.
There we go.
That's a pretty complicated, multifaceted question, complex, and it's on everybody's radar right now. The Western Climate Initiative, actually, North American Regional Group, AIDA just submitted a response to their market oversight draft recommendations that were provided that actually, you know, provided, I think it was half a dozen or a dozen areas in which you could curb speculation, but to avoid any problems or serious issues that we experienced in the recent economic collapse and mortgage-backed security fiasco. So it is on everybody's radar, and also the U.S. Senate bill that was just released, they've really curbed the secondary market from being involved in the emissions trading system, which is not necessarily a good thing, because in order to actually reduce or lower the prices or find the most cost-effective opportunities for abatement, you need as much liquidity in the market as possible. And so it is quite important to try to have those financial players play a role, but make sure that there is oversight, but it can be flexible oversight, and it doesn't push people out. So anyway, for more details, I do actually recommend checking out that Western Climate Initiative, those submissions, westernclimateinitiative.org, and you'll see a number of submissions from a number of people, as well as the draft recommendations that will provide details on just these thoughts.
Philip, would you like to?
Yes, I think these are important issues, and you know, the credibility of the carbon market is at stake if you don't get the market functioning properly. So I think the best way to address this is by learning through doing. And we've already had some issues in Europe in relation to some sorts of issues with the way the market has functioned. So, for example, VAT carousel fraud, the recycling of certain surrendered credits that sort of crept through through phishing attacks which some allowances were stolen out of accounts. And so I think that all of these incidents have basically shown that as the market develops, we need to be very vigilant and ensure that we regulate those activities appropriately. And we have subsequently introduced amendments to the legislation and using emergency legal procedures in some cases to basically prevent any of these sorts of incidents happening again in the future. But I think that you've got a choice. I mean, you either say, we don't like the market at all, we're not going to use it, or we see this benefits of using a market-based approach because it gives cost-effective reductions, and we are going to use it, but we're going to regulate it intelligently. And I think that's the what we're trying to do at this stage.
Carl.
I think I would only add one thing, and again, I think the other speakers have made the point of how important it is to have the proper oversight and regulation. But I think the other issue is what I think the U.S. view is, again, remembering that this market-based tool has to be evaluated on its inherent merits and the costs and benefits. I think to the degree that the aviation sector adopts a portfolio strategy that a number of speakers have talked about so that it doesn't become reliant on one solution set, I think that also helps encourage the fact that you have a more viable approach going forward to try to tackle what are clear needs to address climate issues.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions? No. Okay. Well, let's take a break. It's 4:10. Let's do 30 minutes. So we will start very promptly at 4:40. And just before we go, I'd like to thank the sponsor of the coffee break, which is Metron Aviation. So thank you to them. And also thank you very much again to the speakers this afternoon. Very interesting.